This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. It's Hunger Action Month, and Americans nationwide are promising to do their part against domestic hunger, including Lisa Braltz. She's pledging to take the SNAP challenge. She has the details in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
It's not something I talk about much, but given that September is Hunger Action Month and a bunch of local folks are about to test themselves on their frugal living skills for a week, more about that later, I'll talk about it today. I'll admit to you right now that once upon a time, I was a food stamp mom. In today's parlance, I'd be a SNAP mom. SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Back in the early 90s, I found myself unemployed and the newly single parent of a young baby in Chicago, so I did what I had to do. I signed up to get some help. It wasn't an easy thing for me to do on so many levels, and I learned very quickly that not having much in the way of home economy skills wasn't going to help matters at all. It added insult to injury. I knew next to nothing about cooking from scratch or comparison shopping or buying in bulk. My taste in food was simple, but somehow it all seemed to cost more money than I realized. I wasn't sure how to make my budget work. Enter my friend Tanya, another young food stamp mom with a small baby. The big difference between Tanya and me was that she could make amazing food from completely unrelated ingredients, and I couldn't. One day, she took me along on a shopping trip to the big health food store, where she measured out, with confidence, rice and flour and beans and oats and spices into bags, which she bought along with a few other staples. She bought her produce at a small produce market nearby, along with some eggs and cheese and a little bit of ice cream as a treat. I was blown away by how much food she was able to buy for so little money in just two stops. And I was even more blown away when she made incredible meals from this food. I credit Tanya with opening my eyes to not just cooking, and not just cooking from scratch, but cooking totally differently. Cooking in a way that was conscious of budget, conscious of nutrition, conscious of skill, and conscious of waste. Thanks, Tanya. I doff my hat to you. 20 years ago, there was nowhere near the interest that exists now in sourcing at least some, even a little, of one's family food supply locally. But in 2010, this interest is everywhere, especially with the proliferation of independent grocers and farmers markets. In the past, people receiving SNAP benefits and/or living on low incomes have not had much access to these markets for local food. But with farmers markets across the country being enabled to accept SNAP cards, as well as those independent grocers offering cooking classes for people on a budget, local food is more in reach for people of all incomes. September 19th through 25th, next week, is the week in September that many local residents will embark on this year's SNAP Challenge for Hunger Action Month. It's a week where individuals try to get by on just over $30 worth of food for the week, which roughs out to about $4.50 per day, the average amount a SNAP client has to spend on food. While there are many ways to feed oneself while taking this challenge, I wanted to know how possible it is to use local fruits and vegetables. It's been a long time, and I don't have Tanya to ask anymore. So I went to someone local who's got the skills, my friend Jacqueline Hanna, who teaches classes about healthy eating on a budget for Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana, Illinois, and has been developing strategies for her own participation in this year's challenge.
I love picking my own food from the garden, and it's amazing how unbelievably cheap it is. You know, when I spent, I think, $12 on tomato plants, and I've gotten just pounds and pounds and pounds of tomatoes. That would buy, I think, 3-4 pounds of local tomatoes. And I've just endless supply of tomatoes and onions. I spent about $4 on onion starts, and I'm probably going to have onions until January now that I have from my own kitchen. So I think including my own food that I've grown myself, not because I'm like, oop, this is a secret out, but because I wish families would take that idea seriously. And I think if we're going to address food insecurity, we have to take that idea seriously. It's something I would like to see people doing more of and being educated more on. So I'm going to include food from my own garden. But other than that, I'm going to use all sorts of tips and tricks I've learned shopping the market late, finding out what's in season. Items that I've put up from last year, I'm going to use them. I'm going to cost them in, but I'm going to use them. So when I make my own peach butter, you know, I can buy that container for $3 at the co-op, but I'm making it at home for $1.25. So, you know, again, some of this pre-prepared food is going to factor in.
It must be noted, it's Jacqueline's dirty little secret that she doesn't like to garden, but despite her neglect, her small garden's yields have been quite satisfactory. And while she knows that many SNAP clients don't have the resources to garden, she also firmly believes that learning to grow food is a skill we should all be reclaiming in even the smallest of ways. So we talked a little, too, about cooking. A big part of my story, remember, involved not knowing how to cook or otherwise prepare fruits and vegetables other than eating them raw. Jacqueline and I agree that it's pretty common in this day and age. She had some great words of advice for those taking part in the challenge, living the challenge every day, or just thinking about ways to trim their food budgets.
One thing I see when I'm teaching healthy eating on a budget is that people want to do everything black or white. So they rush into doing everything I recommend in a healthy eating budget, eating tons of fruits and vegetables and cooking all their own beans and doing everything, and then they crash. And what I recommend to people is try a few things. Get successful on one or two ingredients and celebrate that and be excited about that and don't kick yourself about the rest. Because as you start to enjoy a new fruit or a new vegetable, or you get your kid to try mangoes and your family is starting to enjoy that, or you're figuring out ways to put a little bit of fresh spinach in your diet but you didn't think you liked spinach, celebrate that because you're going to move towards that, believe me.
I was lucky to have Tanya come into my life at a crucial juncture. She helped me understand at a time when I wasn't sure I believed her that people of all incomes deserve to eat well and that people of all incomes deserve to develop their own personal positive food culture. Both are possible. Good luck with the challenge.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.